The city of Detroit has introduced 4 electric buses to its DDOT fleet. They're made by a company called Proterra and are fully paid for by a federal Low-No grant, which stands for Low Emissions or No Emissions. Michael Oglesby is the executive director of transit for the city of Detroit. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan electric buses could be cheaper to operate in the long run.
The cost of a normal diesel bus is approximately $550,000. The cost of the electric bus is $1 million to $1.2 million. One of the good things about that is because it's electric, it has less moving parts. And based on the studies that we've seen, we could save up to $2,000 a month per bus. So the amount that we put in up front, we could make up on the back end.
So how much cleaner are electric buses as compared to a conventional bus?
Comparing the emissions, the simplest way to put it is that an electric bus is near zero. In other words, there's no combustion because there's no engine. And a diesel bus has combustion because it has an engine, so it has NOx emissions. I will say, though, the good news is that we have clean diesel vehicles, so they're not like the old polluting diesel vehicles. But the goal is to get to zero emission vehicles and a zero emission fleet by 2045.
And what was kind of interesting to me about the electric buses is that I know a lot of times within kind of transportation, when they talk about longer haul vehicles or larger vehicles, I hear hydrogen thrown around a little bit more just because of the distances and the weight of the vehicle and whatnot. So I'm kind of curious, like, I guess how far is the range for one of these electric buses, and what is kind of what makes them work?
Okay, so a typical bus goes on one fill, a diesel bus, one fill goes 200 miles on a fill. So that should last the whole day. The electric buses are saying that they can go 250 and beyond. Of course, that's why we're doing a pilot program, because those counts that are given to us are typically places that are warm, like California or something like that. But we want to test them here in Detroit and give them the old Detroit streets and give them some of that Detroit weather to see whether they can withstand what a normal bus can. So we're trying to get the equivalent. We're told that it will. And that's why we're doing an actual pilot program. Some people are saying, well, why don't you buy more buses? Well, we have to make sure that it's worth the investment. Now, with that being said, obviously moving forward, zero emissions and alternate fuel technology is the goal. Hydrogen has been talked about a lot. As a matter of fact, on this next Low-No grant, we're going to go after a few hydrogen buses also, and we're going to test those to see if the range is the same, whether they can withstand the weather, and also we'll be comparing key performance indicators like cost, mean distance between failures, all of those things. So eventually Detroit's going to have electric and hydrogen, if I have anything to do with it.
So what is the, like a daily bus route, what is the expected miles that it needs to be able to go? Is it all within that kind of 250 range, or would it need to refill at all?
It would be within that 250 range, but we also have a overhead charging station that we're putting in at Rosa Parks to be able to top off. That's really to make sure that the vehicle comes in and it's not on empty, if you will. We want to make sure that that the bus doesn't conk out or anything like that. So overhead charging stations in different locations are important. We're working on opening up State Fair. They're working on it. The city's working on it. And within that, an overhead charging station is going to be there also. So it's quite possible that we could run these electric buses out further.
You mentioned trying hydrogen buses too and against the electric ones. Do you have any kind of expectation or projection on how that might line up, or any kind of initial thoughts? I know it has to get piloted, like you were saying, but do you have any kind of guesstimations about how this could go?
Well, in the past, the thought was, let's go with hydrogen because the electric buses just weren't up to par. The batteries couldn't last long enough. So years ago, everything was hydrogen. You probably heard it all the time. Now that these electric buses are here, it's sort of like people have put hydrogen on the back burner and saying, okay, the electric buses are here now. The batteries are sustainable. But one of the reasons why the thought of hydrogen is coming back is because of, you know, cost. You can make hydrogen out of water with a hydratics reformer. There's a lot of things that can be done. So I don't have an initial thought other than I can't wait to put them side by side and have the competition.